I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. Reuters is reporting that Lebanon and Hezbollah have agreed to a U.S. proposal for a ceasefire with Israel. The news agency says it learned of the agreement from a top Lebanese official Monday. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston has details.
Ali Hassan Halil described the effort as the most serious yet to end the fighting. Halil is an aide to Nambi Bari, Lebanon's parliament speaker. Bari has been endorsed by Hezbollah, which is backed by Iran, and has been negotiating over a ceasefire. There was no immediate comment from Israel. Diplomacy has been in the spotlight in recent days. World powers have said the ceasefire must be based on UN Security Council Resolution 1701. It ended a 2006 war between Israel and Hezbollah. Under it, Hezbollah would need to move weapons and fighters further back from the Israeli border.
That was Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. News of the potential agreement came after Israeli airstrikes targeted a neighborhood in the heart of Beirut. Lebanon's state-run national news agency says at least 5 people were killed and 31 wounded in the strikes, which struck an area near the Lebanese Parliament building, several embassies, and the UN headquarters. Israel has dramatically escalated its bombardment of Lebanon since late September, vowing to cripple Hezbollah and end its barrages into Israel. Lebanon's health ministry says more than 3,500 people have been killed in the country over the past year by Israeli airstrikes, 80% of them in the past month. 45 prominent Hong Kong pro-democracy activists were sentenced Tuesday to several years in prison. The defendants were prosecuted in 2021 under the national security law imposed by Beijing that crushed the city's once thriving pro-democracy movement. This is VOA News. The 45 defendants were accused of attempting to paralyze Hong Kong's government by holding an unofficial primary election in 2020 with the aim of winning a majority in Hong Kong's legislature. The defendants included legal scholar Benny Tai, who was sentenced to 10 years in prison, the longest of any of the defendants. The others were sentenced to at least 4 years in prison. China imposed the national security law after massive and often violent pro-democracy protests in 2019. A 9-day march across New Zealand by the indigenous Maori people ended Tuesday in the capital, Wellington. The marchers held a rally in front of Parliament House to protest new legislation that reinterprets the clauses in the 184-year-old Treaty of Waitangi, New Zealand's founding document. The treaty between the British Crown and more than 500 indigenous Maori chiefs spells out how the two parties agreed to govern. Opponents of the bill, like Valencia Fretton, say it will dilute the rights of the Maori.
But I know that this bill is going to be ruin everything. And probably it will separate us into two instead of into one. And I believe that we're fighting for the right reasons.
The bill was introduced by the Libertarian ACT Party, a junior partner in the ruling center-right coalition government. The party is seeking a narrower interpretation of the Treaty of Waitangi that it says discriminates against non-Indigenous citizens. China's state-run Global Times says multiple students were injured in a vehicle collision in the central Hunan province Tuesday morning. The incident comes just days after a driver rammed his car into a crowd at a sports center in southern China, killing 35 people and severely injuring 43 in one of the worst public attacks in recent memory. A man killed 3 people during a stabbing spree across New York City Monday. The victims include a 26-year-old construction worker, a 68-year-old man fishing in the East River, and a 36-year-old woman who was attacked near the United Nations headquarters. Police say a 51-year-old man was later arrested after he was found with blood on his clothes and 2 kitchen knives. New York City Mayor Eric Adams spoke to reporters after the killings.
It is a clear, clear example of the criminal justice system, mental health system, that continues to fail New Yorkers.
Officials say the suspect had been sentenced in a criminal case a few months ago and was arrested in a grand larceny case just last month. VOA's podcast, The Issue, takes you beyond the headlines, diving into the stories shaping our world. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.